Well, we're continuing to look at Acts chapter 21, verses 30 through 36. And of course, this is the riot in the temple courts at Jerusalem. In verse 30, Luke records for us, "The whole city was aroused, and the people came running from all directions. Seizing Paul, they dragged him from the temple, and immediately the gates were shut." Well, Luke records that in all the confusion, when they got Paul out into the Gentiles' court, they intended to kill him. Now, they're going to kill Paul because these Ephesian Jews are yelling that he has brought a Gentile into the restricted area. But in fact, Trophimus, the Greek Gentile in question, wasn't even there. He was nowhere to be found. Well, these God-fearing, loving Jews grabbed Paul and dragged him out of the temple courts. As John MacArthur notes, they wanted to make sure they got him out of there so that they could go on worshiping God while they killed God's anointed. And this is what they did at the trial of Jesus. They wanted to make sure that they didn't violate the Sabbath while they executed the Messiah. Now notice that Luke records immediately the gates were shut. Most likely the gates of the sanctuary leading from the inner courts into the outer court were closed by the temple police. They would have been very concerned about preserving the sanctity of the temple courts. They probably also understood what was about to happen to Paul, but they did not intervene. Now, some commentators see a very symbolic meaning to the statement, "immediately the gates were shut." As F.F. Bruce explains it, "For Luke himself, this may have been the moment when the Jerusalem temple ceased to fill the honorable role hitherto ascribed to it in his twofold history. The exclusion of God's message and messenger from the house, once called by his name, sealed its doom. It was now ripe for the destruction which Jesus had predicted for it many years before." Well, Bruce is, of course, referencing Jesus' own prediction in Luke chapter 21. Let me read you that passage. Jesus says, "Some of his disciples began talking about the majestic stonework of the temple and the memorial decorations on the walls. But Jesus said, 'The time is coming when all these things will be completely demolished. Not one stone will be left on top the other.'" Now let's remind ourselves of what was happening in Luke's gospel. In the run-up to those verses, Jesus was teaching on the Temple Mount. If you read Luke chapter 21, you'll see that Jesus spent a great deal of time debating the religious leaders about spiritual authority. When that was over, Jesus warned his larger group of disciples about the true motivations of the local religious experts who loved attention and manipulated the needy for personal gain. As Jesus finished his day, he led his inner group back to the Mount of Olives, where they are staying at night. From this vantage point, they can look down on the Temple Mount. And when some of the disciples point to the majestic stonework of the temple, Jesus makes a heart-stopping prediction. He tells them that in the future, not one of the great stones of the temple will be left on another. Consider this. The largest stone, known as the Western Stone, was over 46 feet long, 10 feet high, and 10 feet deep. It weighed around 570 tons. The smaller foundation stones weighed between 2 and 9 tons. In 70 AD, less than 40 years after Jesus' death and resurrection, the Roman army attacked Jerusalem and set the temple on fire. And as we will see, they did exactly what Jesus predicted. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.